This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
1320 WILS. So, yeah, we are catching just a portion of this huge storm system coming through the Midwest. Right now it is raining, 46 degrees, getting down to 43 tonight. Tomorrow, more rain, a high of just 48, very much like what you're seeing here, low 40. And then Saturday, the rain continues. We get up to a high of 53, though. So lots of clouds and rain for the next several days. So Donald Trump has presented his tax plan, and the hope is to increase the economy's health. What, 3-4% growth is what he said he thinks could occur. But my next guest says that it really won't avert a market correction. Michael Pento with us, president and founder of Pento Portfolio Strategies, author of the book The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Michael, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you what's happening with, because I know oil's down, but gold and silver, the prices are plunging. Well, why is that?
Well, gold's plunging, copper's plunging, all commodities are plunging. The 10-year note yield is plunging. It's certainly a lot lower than nominal GDP. The fact of the matter is that we're not having robust growth. We're having a deflationary cycle that's pervading across the globe. And I don't think that changes any time soon. And I certainly don't think that Trump's tax plan averts the deflationary correction that I see happening in the summer.
But shouldn't gold be something that goes up when things are about to implode?
Can you say it again? Sorry.
Shouldn't gold be going up if things are about to implode?
Well, gold's going to go up if there's a reduction in the level of real interest rates. Gold doesn't go up just because the stock market goes down. In fact, if you look at the times between 2000 and 2 to 2008, gold was going up along with the stock market until the collapse of October of the fall of 2008. So gold has its own marching orders, and basically if you want to know what happens to gold, all you have to look at is the level of real interest rates. And I will tell you this, Janet Yellen will not be able to normalize interest rates. That's never going to happen. She's never going to be able to train her balance sheet. Right now Wall Street is convinced that she will be able to sell her assets, mortgage-backed securities, and long-term treasuries. That is never going to happen. If you look at what's going on in the economy, we grew at 2% annualized rate since 2010. The first quarter had a zero handle in front of it, 0.7%. There's been absolutely no increase in earnings from the trailing 12-month 2014 to the trailing 12-month ending 2016.
Okay.
So all we have is we have a rollover in credit card debt, student loan debt, an auto loan debt.
Yeah, but
bank,
let me ask you this,
loans,
Michael.
Loans are rolling over.
We had an economist from Bankrate.com. He said every year for the first quarter is always sluggish. The Fed said that too, and they think it'll pick up.
I have to laugh at that. Okay, so let's just look at this. So as I just mentioned, since 2010, annual GDP growth was 2%. In 2016, all of 2016, the growth was 1.6%. In Q1 2017, it was 0.7%. And now we see commercial and industrial loans rolling over. We see bank debt under distress. We see 98,000 jobs printed for the month of March. We'll get another figure tomorrow morning in April. But all signs point to anemic growth that is rolling over. And yet some half-brained economists on Wall Street perpetually try to convince you that the economy's always going to get better next quarter or the second half of the year, and it never happens. And the reason why it never happens is we are a debt-disabled economy. We have 350% total debt to GDP, and that is why a Trump tax cut that comes along with massive deficit increases and a spike in long-term bond yields will never be able to rescue the economy.
But we've been a debt-disabled economy for many years now. Why is now the critical moment, then?
Well, the critical moment for what? You're asking me if the economy's going to get better. I'm telling you it's not going to get better.
It just can't.
What is changing is, though, that we have a Federal Reserve that's hell-bent on raising interest rates.
So, wait, are you saying, Michael, you don't think they're going to raise the rate in June, as everyone's expecting?
What I'm saying is that the Fed has been tightening interest rates since it started to wind down its quantitative easing program in 2013. It raised interest rates three times. We have a 1% Fed funds rate now. And what I am saying to you is that the Federal Reserve cannot raise rates many more times until the entire global economy collapses. That is what I am saying. And the reason why I'm saying that is not because I'm spinning some kind of hyperbole. I'm telling you that the level of debt that we have accrued since 2008, global debt has absolutely soared since 2008. Not just the United States, it's Europe, China, Japan. The amount of global debt now is 300% of GDP, $230 trillion, and it cannot sustain itself under a rising rate environment.
And Michael, you're saying that a tax cut now would only make things worse, is that it?
I'm saying a tax cut now would be wonderful for the economy if it's paid for. You have to offset it by eliminating deductions or by cutting spending. But if you're just going to pretend that tax cuts pay for themselves and think that that's going to rescue the economy, it's never worked and it is before, and it's not going to work this time. There's no free lunch.
Well, that's true. Michael Pento with us. He's a president and founder of Pento Portfolio Strategies. His book is The Coming Bond Market Collapse, and he has a weekly podcast, The Midweek Reality Check. Another thing we talked to economists about this week was about the market, and I asked him if we're in a bubble. He said no. He said the valuations are not nearly where they were in the late 90s. He said the late 90s, we had a whole different paradigm. The valuations were really out of control. Give me your take on it.
Well, if you look at total market cap to GDP, we're 132% of the economy. That metric was 50% throughout the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and most of the 90s. So we're now at 132% of the economy, market cap to GDP. If you look at median P.E. ratios, they're at a record. And if you look at the price-to-sales ratio of stocks, they're at a record. So this economist is not on what he's talking about. This is a very highly overvalued market in relation to the economy, in relation to sales, and in relationship to median P.E. ratios.
It's
extremely overvalued, and it's very, very dangerous because if you look at the GDP growth, the underlying supporting GDP growth to keep stocks where they are, it's just not there.
Now, you talk about the different sectors. There's, of course, the energy sector that's questionable and the financials, but I've even heard now that the healthcare sector has a ballooning debt, and that could implode on itself. What's the most vulnerable sector right now, do you think?
Well, the most vulnerable sectors right now is the energy sector, because we see oil is down another 5% today as a recording of this conversation on Thursday evening. You look at healthcare, and if you also look at the banking sector, the banking sector is very reliant on net interest margin, and net interest margins have collapsed by 20% since the last quarter. So a lot of people talk about a hopeful rebound in the financial sector. Well, the banking sector makes money by issuing loans. Those are their assets, are loans. Mm-hmm. And the demand for loans is collapsing. As I mentioned to you, commercial industrial loans are rolling over. They've only rolled over at this pace right before a recession.
Okay.
So I'm saying I'm not always negative on the stock market, but I'll tell you this. If you look at where the market is valued right now, the forward 10-year returns are in the low single digits historically, and they always are accompanied by a 35 to 50% market correction during that time frame. So it's a very dangerous time to be in the market. I know it doesn't feel right because the linear thought of the market is like lemmings. Everybody wants to buy because the market's going higher. But I believe it's very, very dangerous.
Well, it's continued to go that way. You say 35 to 50% correction. When you talk about the time frame, what time frame are we looking at right now?
I'm saying historically speaking, when you're at this standard deviation away from the average, when you have this high market valuation, and I mentioned all of those metrics, if you compile them all together and look at the overvaluation in aggregate, you always get low single digits average annual returns over the following 10 years. And within that 10-year time horizon, and no one knows when, but you always have seen a 35 to 50% correction. And I believe it's going to happen sooner rather than later in that duration.
And okay, that sounds troubling. So if gold is plunging, where would you put your money right now, then, with that in mind?
Well, right now, I have an inflation-deflation portfolio. It's protected against deflation. So I do have a little bit of gold, only because I think the Fed has about one or two more rate hikes. You know, I'm one of the few economists that predicted they'd be able to end QE and then only get a handful of rate hikes before the economy has completely fallen out of bed. It's exactly what's happening. I think they have one more rate hike in June. I think that probably is the last one. And then they have to admit that they cannot pull the economy out of its malaise. They have blown up the Fed's balance sheet from $800 billion to $4.5 trillion. They've had interest rates at 1% or below for 100 months in a row. That has not saved the economy. As I told you before, GDP has a zero handle in front of it. So they don't have many bullets yet left. And when they have to admit sometime later this summer that they cannot normalize interest rates, I think the dollar really collapses, and that should pull gold out of its malaise.
You think the Fed will come out and make some kind of a statement to that effect?
Well, I think if you see another couple of non-farm payroll reports like we had in the month of April, March, excuse me, sub 100,000, if tomorrow's number is sub 100,000, and you look at if you look at what the Fed's favorite metric is, which is core PCE inflation, if that continues to be negative, rolling over, then the Fed's going to have to reverse course. Otherwise, they'll cause a depression. Forget about a recession.
Michael Pento, that's a real reality check there. Michael Pento, president and founder of Pento Portfolio Strategies. His weekly podcast is The Midweek Reality Check. And his book is The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Michael, I'm not sure I feel any better, but I've certainly noted what you've said, and I think everyone has too. Thank you.
Thank you very much.